all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
You know, Michelle, we were talking about the issue of heavy menstruation the other day, and wow, this just hits so many women at some point in their lives, whether right. they're, you know, 20 years old or, for that matter, 50 years old, because the reasons are, you know, kind of spread that whole spectrum. And I know it's definitely been a big piece on Empower Her, as you're well aware, as the founder.
It's huge on Empower Her. It's just so big, Pam. It's hard to believe that, you know, a lot of doctors aren't identifying the problem and the solutions, right? So that's why I'm so excited to have one of my favorite doctors on today.
Well, except for you. Empower
you
Her
too.
Board. Hey, okay. See,
nice to
now,
be here
see,
with you.
You're just messing with me. Dr. Maish Seibel, one of our most favorite regulars here on Her Radio. He's one of America's leading experts on women's health and menopause, and is the editor of My Menopause magazine. And of course, Michelle and I have graced the cover of this wonderful magazine ourselves. And now let's talk about this whole issue. Dr. Seibel, help us. Heavy
endometrial and endometrial,
endometrial ablation. A big
yes.
mouthful of words that really means surgically destroying or destruction of the lining of the uterus. And as you know, the uterus has got an outer part, the muscle of it, and then it's got this inner lining that's shed every month. It's the part that builds up, and if you don't get pregnant, it sheds with menstruation. And then sometimes after menopause, that lining gets very thin, but for other reasons, it can still come back and cause this abnormal bleeding that's a real nuisance. And sometimes a sign of a medical problem that's not just a nuisance, and that's a very important point.
Really important.
Well, very cool. So you know, how ubiquitous is this, Mish? You know, like, how many women out there really experiencing this and really going for the endometrial ablation?
Well, endometrial ablation has got to be looked at as an important option for women who have abnormal bleeding at you know, throughout their menstrual cycle history and also beyond into menopause. But the thing that I think is very important is that it's not the first choice and it shouldn't be the second choice. It's really the last choice. And there's a lot of reasons why that is. I know it's popular. You want to go in, you get your procedure, you walk out, and you're good. But if I may, let me just talk a little bit about it, because I have some very strong feelings about it. It's an important procedure, but not as a first-line choice. And the reason, first of all, is you want to make sure that you have a benign condition. And this is very important. Before you ever do this procedure, and let's just get out, what is the procedure? The procedure involves some kind of a destruction of the lining, and it could be done by heat or it could be done by laser. There's all kinds of methods and tools, but basically right. it involves going into the doctor's office if it's done for a lesser of a problem or into the operating room for a bigger problem. But either way, the opening of the uterus, the cervix, is stretched or dilated. An instrument that has this destructive capability is put in. Some fluid then, some salt water is put in because you have to be able to see in the water. You know how you go underwater and things look bigger. So you want it to look bigger, so you put in the water so you can see the substance. It may not be water, but whatever the substance is, they put it in to distend the uterus. And then the lining is then destroyed by a procedure. So you want to first go in and check the lining and have that done and the pathology come back as an office visit before you ever do this to make sure there's not a cancer that's the cause. And you want to look in with a hysteroscope, a little telescope, and make sure there's not a little polyp or something that's causing the bleeding, a fibroid right. or other benign reasons, and get those out and you won't need any more things done because you won't be having any bleeding. Let me stop because I don't want to keep talking. You may have some things you want to ask specifically.
Yeah. So what are the outcomes? I mean, I guess one of the things is what are the risks of the procedure, right, first, and then what are the outcomes?
Well, the risk depends on a lot of things. It depends, first of all, on the woman's uterus, and because some women will have more abnormalities to the uterus, more contour changes. In other words, if the lining isn't smooth and you've got to go around stuff like little fibroids and things, it may be a problem. You may not be able to do it effectively. So the risk is, number one, you don't get the job done completely. Number two, you can go and have a problem with making a hole in the uterus by burning the thing. You're burning the lining and go through, and then you can burn the bladder or the intestines or something like that. Those are the big problems. And then rarely the solution that gets in, that's used to distend it because of all the raw surfaces can get into the bloodstream and then get around the heart, and it can cause, you know, problems around that. So it can cause these other, or into the lungs. The problem that's never talked about, and it's one that I worry about, there are two. Number one is that not all the lining may be destroyed. And because of that, there may be a need to repeat the procedure, or the bleeding may continue. But the other thing is that because it's not all destroyed, the bigger problem is you can still get pregnant in there, potentially, if you're still in your reproductive years, and then there's no room for that placenta to grow. That can cause a big problem with pregnancy. But the problem I fear is that if you destroy the bottom part of the uterine lining and the upper part is hidden or concealed, there can be bleeding above. And if a cancer forms in that upper part, you can't get to it to sample it. That worries me. And if there's a few cases, it's not common. It's uncommon. But it worries me because I don't have the same ability to see and take care of patients. Now, if you want to get pregnant, definitely don't do this procedure because that's going to be the end of those opportunities. And the procedure works better in women as they get older towards menopause because the lining is thinner. And sometimes we'll give the patient some hormones to take that will thin the lining of the uterus so it's not a big cushion. You know, you want to have the least amount of destructive tissue made.
I was wondering if the hormones were going to, you know, men hormones, that's my favorite topic, but I was wondering if the procedure affects the hormones or if you can use hormones, which, of course, you just answered the question, so thank you for
you
that.
You can use them, to thin the lining. You're not trying to give hormones in the same sense of like hormone replacement or birth control. You're giving it, although birth control pills might be used in a continuous way. By that I mean never having that bleeding period, just keep taking them all the time for several months to thin the lining.
And if I think if I can kind of summarize a little bit, if you've got an issue with heavy menstruation, this is definitely not a first liner, that there are so many other things that we need to look at. Definitely. And that the OBGYN needs to sit down and say, look, you know, we have to look at all options here. Let's just do them one by one. Let's see what else is going on. And it's very important. And I think you really put out some very important information about endometrial ablation. This is a procedure that is last course, and it's to be taken very, very seriously. I want everyone to know about Dr. Maish Seibel. He is absolutely fabulous, one of our regulars. He is America's leading expert, one of them on women's health, the editor of My Menopause Magazine. His website is mymenopausemag.com. And Dr. Seibel, once again, you've graced us with your wit and your wisdom when it comes to all things heavy menstruation. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
And don't forget to also go to freemenopausehelp.com. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.